Radio PRS. I'm your co-host, Mike Ranton. Radio PRS is brought to you by the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. PRS is a not-for-profit organization whose purposes include programs and activities to investigate, study, research, demonstrate, discuss, interpret, and expand information concerning psychic phenomena, parapsychology, and related subjects, and to disseminate information by any and all media of communication. The Psychical Research Society is not just an organization for those who practice the intuitive parts. We're here for anyone who is interested in exploring the subjects covered in our mission statement. If you'd like more information on becoming a member, please visit our website at prskc.org. Our guest this evening is Angel Intuitive Christy Clemens Hoffman. You can call in and talk with Christy and Nikki this evening at 646-668-8212. Now here's your host, Nikki Williams.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening, this cold evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Staying warm, and I hope everybody out there is staying warm and safe as well. We've got some interesting weather this week here in the Kansas City area, but stay in and stay cozy, and only drive if necessary, because I hear we're going to get some ice tonight, so everybody be very, very careful. I'm very excited about our guest this evening, but before I go to Christy, I want to say just a few words that we just had our predictions panel, our annual predictions panel for PRS this past Saturday evening, and I think it was really quite a success. What were your impressions, Mike? I think Mike's there. Oh, he might not be. We may have lost Mike.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I said we just had our predictions panel this past Saturday, and I thought it went very well. And what were your impressions?
It went well. Would like to see some more people out there, but I think everybody had a good time.
I think so, too. And thank you to Doc Cromwell and Christy Stuckey, both who have been guests on the show in the past. You were both wonderful panelists. I was the third panelist this year, and we really had a wonderful time. And I thought we had a lot of insight, and was really an interestingly very spiritual panel this year. So I enjoyed that. So thank you to everybody who came out. I'm going to go right now to our guest this evening. I am really excited to welcome back 2015 Radio PRS Guest of the Year, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Welcome back, Christy.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you on this fine evening?
I'm trying to stay warm.
I understand that. Oh, I think
so
it's like
cold,
restless.
It really is.
I'll tell you, though, on Sunday I was really glad I wasn't up in northern Iowa with my girls. The high there that day was about 7 below 0, so I was very thankful.
No kidding.
For being where I am.
My family lives up there, and it gets crazy in wintertime. So, I'm glad to be here. I mean, I love Kansas City, even the weather.
Me too. Even this crazy bipolar weather that we have, but we love it. Wouldn't be Kansas City without it, I'll tell you that. Well, first of all, I want
to
remind our guests. Exactly, bipolar, yeah. I'd like to remind our guests they can call in later during the show for a mini reading with Christy and myself. And that number, again, is 646-668-8212. So we will be taking your calls just a little later this evening. But first of all, what I want to do is check in with you, Christy. I think it was June when you were with us last, and I'm pretty sure a lot's happened for you just in the past 6 months. You want to let us know all the interesting things that have been going on with you, metaphysically speaking.
Oh, absolutely. And, boy, I'm continuing to grow my practice, which is just taking off in leaps and bounds. I've been doing readings various places. I have a bunch of stuff coming up. I just did readings last Saturday at Oracle in the Crossroads, which is a fantastic shop, and they're looking to expand into more of the metaphysical, so I'm very excited about that. I'll be doing more in the coming months out there. Monday I'll be speaking at the Reiki Circle at UCOP. On the 31st, which is next Sunday, I'll be teaching a class through Communiversity. It's a class on connecting with your guides. And then on February 4th, I'll be doing readings at the Yoga Patch in Waldo, and that's another place that I'll be breaking into and doing more stuff there in the coming months. In fact, later on February, on the 20th, I will be offering a class on supporting your spiritually gifted kids. And February 27th, a class on understanding our spiritual gifts. So for people who are new to that. And then in February, I have a three-week class going on, expanded class on connecting with your guides. I have taught that in the past, and it was really fun. And then February 28th, I'm doing a spiritual wellness day with the John of God Beds. Let's see, Rebecca and Eric, you know them. We're going to be doing this together.
Yes, we know Rebecca and Eric. We love it. They're going to be on the show next week, actually.
That's what you said. That's, you are in for a treat. They're wonderful.
And
so we're
going to
be doing a, So we'll have Anna Barton doing energy work. We'll have David Talley, who's been on your show, doing energy work then as well. And aura photography, Sandy Jorgensen will be doing palmistry. So I think that's going to be very.
So many.
And then in March, we have another wellness day scheduled again at Oracle. So I've got all the stuff coming
up. Wow, you have got a busy, busy schedule, but it's a blessing. It sounds like it's a blessed, busy schedule. What a lot of fun. What a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Really,
I try to have a good time there.
I want to touch a little bit more on each of these things, but one of the things that I am very curious about is your extended class on connecting with your guides. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it is for people who would like to know their guides more. We do guided meditations. The first week, we just cover, you know, your energy system, how we tend to get messages from our guides, because we, whether you're aware of it or not, you're always receiving intuition. You're always receiving guidance and, you know, just gentle nudges from your spiritual team. And so we go into who is on your spiritual team, how that works really, how it works for them to communicate with us and for us to communicate with them. We talk about the different realms of the angels, the hierarchy, and what types of guides we have. And then we do the guided meditation to connect with the high self and receive messages from the high self. And everybody always gets at least one message, but usually something pretty profound. And then in the second week, we go into animal guides and learn what they have to say. And so we explore what type of messages our animal guides bring to us. And then we do a guided meditation to meet our animal guides and receive messages from them. And that's always fun, because it seems that everybody has already had experiences with animals that were pretty profound. And then they say, well, that was a guide? Wow, that was really intense. And then they find out what the message that certain animal brings. They say, oh my gosh, that's so relevant in my life. And they realize that they've been working with this animal for quite a while. And then in the third class, we go over star beings and our extraterrestrial guides. And that's pretty mind-opening, because we all have them. And some of us have been seeing UFOs and been interested in the topic from a very young age. Some have had more in-depth encounters, but we all have them as guides. And so we do a guided meditation to reach out to them and find out their names and where they're from and how they're here to help us. So everybody always comes away getting messages, and you know, it turns out to be a pretty profound experience. I'm looking forward to doing that again.
It sounds like it's very in-depth, and I really love that because we see a lot of beginning and classes on different metaphysical topics, whether it be connecting with your guides or beginning meditation and workshops and things like that, like we do, for example, at our psychic fair every year. We have different workshops, but they're more for the person who's just learning to explore these metaphysical areas in their lives. So it's really nice, I think, to see such a more in-depth approach to some of these subjects here in the Kansas City area. And Kansas City itself has a a wonderful metaphysical history. But mm-hmm. it's beautiful to see so many new organizations, so many new venues, I guess I would say,
and shops, absolutely.
Places like Oracle. Nope. And, yes, we've had a few, quite a few in the past, but it's like the whole metaphysical door has
just
opened.
It's just exploding. I mean, you hardly recognize Kansas City anymore. It used to be just like one or two shops, you know, but now it's just expanded so much. And the advent of meetups, there are so many meetups that are spiritually focused. Facebook has really exploded it as well. That as soon as people can connect in real time and connect with mass groups of people they don't even know, it just makes it easier to spread knowledge, and it's just grown exponentially. And it's exciting.
Very much so. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's very exciting, yes. And it's fun to me to see people who are new to the area who wouldn't have connected Kansas City with such an amazing metaphysical and spiritual growth and such an incredible spiritual, well, I guess, movement. I always get tickled. They're like, really? Kansas City? But it's kind of a beautiful thing. Yeah, it really is. It's a lovely thing. And I've noticed that about a lot of other cities, Midwestern type cities, that this
I
is
was
really
just
kind
gonna
of
say.
A lot of a booming time in this particular swath of the country.
Well, not just here either, Nikki. You know, it's so funny. A couple of weeks ago, Spirit started talking to me and saying, you need to branch out to Europe. I said, really? My gosh, I used to live in Geneva, Switzerland. And and that was about 20 years ago when I lived there. And at the time, if there was anything going on in the spiritual scene, it was so well hidden. I knew of one excellent reader, but that was about it. And then so Spirit started talking to me about, I need to branch out, maybe go teach some classes over there and do, to try to break into that spiritual community. I still have ties there.
Right.
And I said, well, that's great, but show me where. And so I just started Googling it, and Geneva as well, and France, and all these different cities in Europe, it's the same thing. That it's just, there was nothing there, and now it's exploding. So
and
people
are
waking up.
They had a particularly nasty history that they had to put behind them. When you talk about things like the Burning Times and the Inquisition and mm-hmm. the terror in Europe in several hundred years ago.
We did too.
But,
oh yeah,
yeah
we
did
too. The Salem
Too.
Witch Hunt. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so. But I think it's even more ingrained in those European traditions for thousands of years. And so I think it took them even longer to feel comfortable with coming into their own metaphysically and spiritually.
That's a good point.
I think it's been really an interesting awakening globally, definitely, but especially in Europe and the United States. It's fascinating. And one of the things I love about it is how much within the metaphysical community, you can see a lot of these wonderful unifying of Eastern and Western thought processes
mm-hmm.
and philosophies. It's a beautiful unification.
Yeah. Well, it's all the same. I mean, really, you start scratching the surface and it's all the same.
Very true.
All unity. It's just different points on a spectrum. We're all speaking different dialects of the same language.
Oh, very true. Very true. That reminds me of that, of the scene in the movie Mean Girls when he asks her why she loves math, and she says, it's the same in every country. And it's like, I never thought about that. That gave me a new appreciation for numerology right there. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your event on February the 20th about the class you're offering on supporting your spiritually gifted kids. And part of the reason is, I don't know if you're aware, but we've touched on the subject of growing up psychic a few times, actually, on this show.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I myself grew up as a psychic child in a household that really didn't know what to do with that in a more traditional spiritual path. But both of my children grew up very gifted and more of a nurturing environment, I hope.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit more about this class. I'm very excited about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you may know or not, I am a Sunday school teacher at Unity Temple on the Plaza. And the kids I see there are very spiritually advanced, of course, because their parents are willing to contribute to their spiritual knowledge and their spiritual growth. And I have been approached by so many parents, and not just there, I mean, just out and about in the community, so many parents who say, oh my gosh, my kid's seeing things and hearing things and talking to people who aren't there, and what do I do? It terrifies a lot of parents, and they start to think that, you know, there's something wrong with their child, or they're doing something wrong, or, you know, their child is going to be consumed by some dark and evil force. And no, actually, this is something just very natural and very normal for children. Many children can do this, especially now. We're seeing these children coming in, the crystal generation, rainbow, indigo is more like my age, your age. So, but, you know, rainbow, diamond, all these newly refined energies coming in of these children. And they're coming in with really high vibrations, and they've come in to know who they are and fully embrace all that is. And the thing is, they're not going to grow up to be metaphysical teachers or gurus or, you know, the next Dalai Lama, or maybe they will, but they come here to be plumbers and computer geeks and hairdressers who have a highly refined sense of who they are and what we're doing here, and they bring a spiritual component to everything. These kids are highly connected. They empathic as all get out. They pretty much telepathic, oh, yeah. Many of them. Mm-hmm. I see the Sunday school kids, you know, will have blocks and games and things set out before class, and they come in and they just build these incredible things without any words. You know, they just intuit and build these wonderful things just almost by telepathy. So parents need to know, you know, how to encourage them, how to support them. You know, maybe just where to go for resources to help the kids. And just know that there's nothing to fear. And a lot of these families, too, they say, well, you know, my family wouldn't understand. Or, you know, there's no way we're going to talk about this at school. You know, and I can understand that because not every family is going to be accepting of it. But doesn't mean you need to deny their gifts or shut them down either, because I've seen a lot of grown-ups who had been shut down as a child, and it causes them problems later on. You know, they start to
really
internalize
does.
All this stuff. Mm-hmm.
It really
so
does.
I,
it really does.
Mm-hmm. I'd
I
hate
love
to
that
see
you brought up that.
Any more kids. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Go,
there's
go
a
ahead.
Delay here. So, okay. Yeah, I'm hearing a delay. So my daughter is very empathic, and she can see colors and auras and things, and I just think it's a wonderful gift. And so I would love all children to grow up being supported and loved for who they are and what their gifts are.
That is so true. That is so true. And I love that you bring up the different resonant colors that are
mm-hmm.
our closest, our soul colors. The aura has several layers, and
mm-hmm.
those soul colors, what we come into this world with. My oldest daughter is one of the youngest of the indigos. But saying
mm-hmm.
a young indigo is kind of an oxymoron because they're the oldest souls ever. But
yeah.
My youngest is a crystal, and they're only a couple years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting the dynamic they have with each other, and that you can
mm-hmm.
see how, with the indigos, how they came to kind of pave the way for these younger, newer souls who really know themselves beautifully. And the first
Absolutely.
Experience I ever had, I myself am a violet person. Purple, yay, purple. but my oldest daughter, I had the joy of watching her interact with a couple of other indigos close to her age, a little bit older than her. and watch them just have the most interesting conversation without saying a word. And that's that first generation of those indigos. And I was like, this is amazing. This telepathic type of communication. And that carries on to the crystals and the rainbows. And it's amazing.
Absolutely.
And this ability, how open they are, how incredibly open, and it doesn't even take hardly any effort on their part.
Yes. Well, and that brings up another point, is that these kids also, they can tell if someone in the classroom at school is having a bad day, and they, you know, can either take on that feeling, or they just intuitively know who to go up and give a hug to. Or if they're in, sometimes if they're out in a crowd and they just, sometimes it gets too much for them. Or someone next to them is in a very bad mood, and then they start to be in a very bad mood and not realize that it's not theirs, that they're really absorbing the energy from another person. And so this is another thing that I am passionate to teach parents about. It's like, okay, your child's having a bad time. Okay, it's like, wait a minute. Is someone else around her having a bad day? Do we need to talk to her about what's yours and what's not? Do we need to teach her how to shield? Do we need to teach her how to, you know, close off her aura so that people aren't glomming onto it? Because, you know, there are people who just cannot create their own energy, so they like to suck the energy off of other people. And when you're walking around with your energy wide open, then, you know, you're a target for that. And I don't think anybody does it intentionally, but it happens. So, you know, I would love to teach parents about how to just help their child to be energetically sound, if that makes sense.
That's a wonderful point. That's a wonderful point. It's not something that empathy, and we actually discussed empathy on last week's show. We had Julie Bowen as our guest last week, and she teaches a lot of classes on empathy, and that's one of the things that we touched on a little bit is how to kind of set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we do. I think all of us, to an extent, need to find and be able to set those boundaries so that we can protect ourselves, yes, but sometimes even others. Because sometimes when we're having a bad day, an empath can project as well as they can receive. You know?
That's a good point. Oh, absolutely. Everybody takes on what they're feeling. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. You know, empathy is a very good thing, when we use it judiciously and we know what we're doing with it. No, it's a wonderful thing. And teaching children, just teaching children how to handle their own emotions is something I think is not done nearly enough to help them identify what they're feeling. It's like, oh, honey, what you're feeling is jealousy. What you're feeling is resentment. And give them the vocabulary for that.
Yeah, very
good. So this class, the February 20th class about spiritually gifted kids, I kind of wanted to set the stage then for the next week, what to do for, it's for adults, what to do with spiritual gifts, maybe if someone has just awakened to them or had suppressed them all their life and now realizes they're having problems because of it. And so it's like, help, I'm empathic, what do I do? And because if someone is growing up empathic and perhaps psychic and with other gifts, and they don't know how to use them or they don't know how to protect them, then they can grow up to be adults that are still dealing with these issues. Or they grow up to be adults who have now awoken to them fully. So I think those two classes pretty much go hand in hand.
It's wonderful that you segued right into the next thing I was going to talk about, was that next class. We're in tune, man. We're in tune.
Oh, heck yeah. You're my girl.
And that's one of the things I was thinking is that psychic children do grow up to be psychic adults, but if those psychic and spiritual gifts aren't nurtured, what I've seen a lot is that they get shut down completely, and not necessarily even as children, sometimes as adults. I've seen people just completely build a wall, a proverbial brick wall. And and then wonder why they're not finding fulfillment. And mm-hmm. and I want to point out that everybody, you have your gifts for a reason. There's something you're supposed to do with that gift or those gifts. And everyone is gifted in some way, spiritually speaking. Finding that
Absolutely.
Gift, reconnecting with it, I think, and finding a way to love it as part of you just as much as you love, I don't know, your hair or your nose or maybe your sense of humor or, you know, finding a way to love that gift or those gifts is something I have personally seen even very recently with some clients. They say, oh, I hate it. I just hate this. I hate this part. I don't want it. And how do you deal with those situations?
With someone who just denies it and turns it off?
Yeah, or loathes having it.
Loathes having it. So far, I haven't really seen anybody who loathes having it. However, I have come across clients who just deny it. I don't have that. That's not me. Or something that it scares me. It terrifies a lot of people. And
yeah.
honestly, you can. There's not really much you can do to convince them. I think I try to tell them, you know, well, you're already receiving messages in the terms of how you feel or what your influences are and what your preferences are, and then, you know, open them up to the possibility that they could be experiencing these gifts. At least if they have the know that that is something that's possible for them, I think that's very helpful. And then when they see other people who are expressing it and they seem perfectly normal, that might open the gateway for them. But then again, sometimes it's a life choice and a life path to experience a human existence with denying these gifts. I mean, we can't discredit that could be a life path of its own, to explore what is it like to completely shut myself off from this source of knowledge.
Wow.
Perhaps that's needed for the soul's growth. And so I never discount that. And I never try to push it. If someone's not ready, they're not ready, and it's going to shut them down even further. So
yes,
I never try
true.
To push. I just try to just open the door very gently.
Wonderful.
And then let
Wonderful.
Them explore. Mm-hmm.
I do want to remind our listeners that you can call in this evening. I know the weather's crazy, so who knows what's going on with phone lines here, there, and the other. but you can call in this evening and talk with us. We're going to be doing some mini readings, so you can call in for those at 646-668-8212. Tell me a little about the events you're going to be doing with Rebecca Perdue and Eric Banks of John and God Crystal Healing Beds.
Yeah, these are events from 1 to 6 in the afternoon, and it's, I tell you, Nikki, it's a really great deal because for $95, people can get a John of God healing bed session, energy work, angel and Akashic reading, palmistry, if we have Sandy with us, or photography with the interpretation, and many more. And that's all for, you know, one price. But you can also sign up for each individual modality separately and a la carte. And that's, you know, some people choose to do that instead. If they've just recently had a reading or a John of God session, they might say, well, I'll skip it this time, but I'd really like to do some energy work, for example. So it's a great value. We have other things. I do spiritual necklaces, jewelry, keychains and things with Ascended Masters and Archangels. I have those there available. Rebecca has these grounding necklaces and flow necklaces that are available. I think she'll also have the CBD oil available there. I cannot guarantee that. Mm-hmm. And so February 28th, we're going to be at Your Wellness Connection, which is a fantastic practice. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
You don't know this place? Oh, it's super. Dr. Michelle
Wonderful.
Robin is she's a chiropractor, and she has a full range of practitioners there under one roof. There's acupuncture, Reiki, counseling, massage, and a variety of things in a beautiful space. So we're going to be there February 28th, 1 to 6 p.m. And anyone who wants to get advance tickets can call me or Rebecca. And because your Wellness Connection will not have tickets. Or they can also get tickets when they show up. That's fine, too. And then in March, we're going to be doing the same at Oracle, which is a, what do they call themselves, a fine curiosity shop, I think. It's at 18th and Wyandotte in the Crossroads. And it's a really neat shop. It's full of bones and taxidermy. And crystals and other natural artifacts. And I have to tell you, all of the bones and skeletons and the taxidermy is all ethically sourced. So these are animals that were either already found dead or they died of natural causes. They're usually obtained from veterinarians and zoos and exotic animal locations. So they're all ethically sourced. And it's just a gorgeous shop. It has great energy. So we're going to be
wonderful.
Sometime in March.
Well, that's exciting. That is so very exciting. It's great to hear about all these wonderful events you've got coming up. But guess what?
What?
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
We do. Our caller is calling from, if I can get it to connect. There we go. Area code 816. Hi, you are on the air.
Well, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad you answered the phone. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and Nikki, I met you years and years and years and years ago, and after listening to you, I'm like, you must have just started about the same time I was asking you questions, but I was calling in about, you're talking about angels and some kind of that advice to kind of gear your life direction, and I got to say I'm kind of new to the awakening event and don't know where I classify myself as, and I think you said indigo, and it triggers me because I don't know if that's an age group definition or if that's where I really am. And
what's your name, first of all, sweetie?
I am Monica Myers.
Oh, hi,
and
Monica.
I remember you. And I probably got everything bad going on in my life that you could possibly say, but you know what? Being somewhat awake has been perfect timing to get me through it. But if you want to count no job, a pending divorce, and a possibility of no place to live anytime soon, you know, I'm fine with that. So I was just kind of wondering if there's kind of a classification to figure out where I am, whether that's, you know, I've had some sort of an ability during my lifetime, but I tell you what, Nikki, I'm a lot like you. I am all fire, hail, and brimstone when I meet people, and people have a hard time with that. And I'm looking for a job, and I got to tell you, today was like one of those days where somebody looked at me and was just like, you know what, you are too high energy. You sound like a real go-getter. And I'm like, well, why are you not going to hire me when I'm like 10 shades of like everything you would need for me to work for your company? And being blessed at intelligence and craziness, I'm like at the 5th percentile of everything I fall into. And it's just like, really? I don't want to lie to people that I'm not quite that intelligent to get a job. I'm like, help me, please. I'm like, you know, if my angels have some advice other than, you know, I was telling one of my friends, I was like, you know, maybe I need to dumb it down a little bit, but I'm like, that's lying. How can I, as a high energy person, tone it down a notch for the non-awake people?
Go ahead, Christy. Oh, well, the thing is, you don't want to deny anything about yourself. And, you know, the goal is to live as authentically as possible, right?
And
but
you know, for me, that's a lot of weight for a lot of people.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
That's a lot of weight for a lot of people to be authentic for me. It's just crazy because I'm excited about new adventures and I'm about challenges and whatever hurdle you can put in front of me, you know, and I don't know if that comes with people that are awake. It's just like it doesn't matter what challenge you're going to put in front of me. I'm blessed with the knowledge that I know I can get there. And
because what I'm hearing is that you really have not found the avenue that's going to allow you to shine, that you are more suited toward doing your own thing. So some sort of avenue where you are your own boss and can allow yourself to shine. Another thing is that there is, you know, being authentic, there's also minding one's energy. And, you know, being aware of how your energy is maybe preceding you. So do you have a meditation practice that you do?
No.
Are you a meditator?
No.
Okay, that would be a very good place to start. And I always tell people it doesn't need to be anything just super formal. You know, everybody says, oh, well, I don't have the right cushion and the right timer and the little gongs and what. No. Just any time that you can sit down for about 5, maybe 10 minutes, but 5 to start, and just start, and then just focus on your breathing. And what you want to do is make sure that you're getting really centered. Breathe into your heart area. You know what I like to do, and you can't see my hand, but I do this for my Sunday school kids. And then I very slowly hold my fist in front of my face, or up in front of me, and then slowly bring each finger up until I'm showing 5 fingers, and then slowly put them back down. And so what you want to do is breathe in with that, and then breathe out as you put them back. And then do that a few times. I tell you what, I showed my daughter that, and she says, "What just happened to me? That was weird." She's 9 years old. And she's like, that made me calm down immediately. And so even if you can just sit for about 5 minutes and do that crazy breathing with your fingers as many times as you can stand it, that will certainly pull you back to center. Because you're rushing around, your energy kind of precedes you and is scattered all around you. And it's hard for other people to keep up, quite frankly. So
right.
I'm trying to bring it back in. But, yes, anything that you can do to let your light shine in, you know, being your own boss and, you know, driving your own destiny. Do you, I'm seeing you with communications or something. Do you write?
Oddly enough, I despise writing, and I've been told that often, but I have been in marketing, you know, I have an art background, which has been design, you know, website development. It's all about, you know, I get geek speak. In other words, I can do HTML, and it's all by self-taught. It's not by an educational background, and I just feel like so many people are bookworms and kind of like A to B to C, and then you're out. It's just like, wait a minute.
No, because your gift is in communicating and disseminating this information. So being in web design or even interactive design, that's a perfect place to just completely, you know, do your own thing and geek yourself out. People really appreciate that type of talent, and I don't think too many people get hung up on credentials and stuff. If they need a website, they need a website.
Yeah,
but this
true,
is
right.
where you this is where you shine, and this is where you can truly show yourself. But do be mindful of just letting your energy seep out too much, because you also, as Nikki had said before, you tend to get hurt easily by having people just glom onto this energy and not understand it. So, if you can meditate and find your center, start off each morning with a simple energy exercise. Do you know Donna Eden or have heard of her?
No. I think that the whole idea of having a potential opportunity to talk to somebody about a job is so exciting that my mind goes, and then I'm like, whoa,
Well, this is it. This is why we need to get your energy balanced and need to come to center so that, you know, you're fully present when talking to people about these job opportunities. So Donna Eden has a great 5-minute energy routine, and it just gets your, you know, you've got the right half of your brain and your left half of your brain. And when they're working together, things are A-OK. And what her 5-minute energy routine does is get your hemispheres going together so that you're prepared for the day, that your energy is centered and ready to go. So last year has been a tremendously difficult year for you, a lot of changes, but also clearing a whole bunch of stuff. Do you feel like you've been just, you know, kind of reamed out and ready to fill back up again?
Oh, well, you know, to be polite, yeah, there's a lot of trash that's been gone to the curb.
Right.
That man's coming in the next 30 to 60 days, and then I'll be ready.
Because I'm seeing this in a lot of people. A lot of clients had a tremendously difficult year last year, just personally on so many different levels. Changes, comings and goings, their life completely turned upside down. I've had my own challenges in the past year. But my guides tell me and assure me that 2016 is going to be the year of fulfillment for these people who had such a hard time, that it's all these things had to be cleared out so that they could be rebuilt. So look for some rebuilding of structures. The first quarter of this year is all about making connections, and all about forming new relationships and new pathways. It's a very abundant time. So take advantage of that and just remember to breathe.
You know, and it's interesting that you say the breathing, because the first thing that popped into my mind is, you need to breathe. Just breathe. And, Monica, honey, you don't breathe. I mean, you breathe, yes, you're alive, but don't breathe correctly.
That's a nice way to put it.
There is a right way to breathe.
I think most of it has been that I am so hesitant because I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop. It's been most of it.
But the thing is that your energy is so scattered, and that's probably part of what's scattering it as well, this sense of inevitable, oh, my gosh, when's the next shoe going to drop? But you have to slow down and breathe. And you know what happens when we take the time to take those slow, deep breaths, even just three or four of them, suddenly we feel more centered, and suddenly we find that we go, all right, okay, I have a little bit of clarity. I have a moment here. And it takes you away from the overzealous thought processes and puts you to where you can actually hear spirit more clearly.
This is the benefit of meditation, too, that you cannot grasp for new things if your hands are already full. So when you can sit in meditation and focus on your breathing, focus on clearing your breath, then you can make room in your mind for new ideas to come in and for new energies to come in. So I'd love to see you start.
Sorry, but when you are breathing, breathe from your diaphragm. Fill your lungs up from the bottom up. And I'm a singer. I'm a very trained singer. That's what we're taught from the beginning. This is how you breathe. Your body and your mind cannot get the optimum amount of oxygen if you are not breathing deeply and correctly. And what do we need more than anything to function physiologically and mentally is oxygen. You can live for a couple of weeks without food, a couple of days without water, a couple of minutes without oxygen. That is
very true.
The life-giving element.
Another thing I would add is that you really need to have some to practice gratitude as well, that this centers you like none other, is being grateful for what you have. And no matter how little you think you might have, but grateful that I've got a place to be right now, grateful I've got a car, grateful for my family, grateful that the sun came up this morning. And having a gratitude practice will get you centered as well. and start to create miracles. Excuse me.
Yeah, that makes sense. It totally makes sense. You know, I try that, you know, I've been working on a whole different set of things, and of course, being considering the situation, it's just like, you know, I'm just glad I haven't been putting up a whole fight.
Yeah.
Because things are actually working out to my advantage for not saying a lick of anything, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, to take the fist.
And that's
on a
because
whole lot of
nothing
that
and
happening.
No one can keep you from your good. Nothing and no one
absolutely.
Can keep you from your good.
No, it's your innate right. It's your birthright.
Take it from two Unity
right.
people.
Well, and I'm just like clueless and new, so I'm like, all I knew is to do things and do right and do from the core what I believe, which is true and right.
Yes.
And crazy challenges have been presented to me where I have had so many opportunities to do so many not-so-right things, I guess. But, you know, it's an emotional drama that has exposed itself to me for, like, the last 30 days. And I'm just like, oh, please let there be an end to some of the insanity. And I'm...
Well, you know, sometimes we get addicted to drama. And when things
calm down... No, try not to. I'm like, go away!
And sometimes when things start to slow down and calm down, we go, oh, God, something's wrong. Something's wrong.
No,
I
actually got
I'm
to
panic.
A point where I'm like, I think the shock hit me that I don't have drama anymore. And I'm like, wow, now I don't know what to do with myself.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's where my energy came. I'm like, holy crap, I have all this energy because I had spent it in defense mode where you coil back and you're shielding yourself from so many things that can happen. And literally in the last 60 days, because I have shut that avenue off, I'm like, I'm not going to be bothered by that anymore. Well, now I have like, oh, I can breathe. I'm like,
hey, there's I'm that key word again, breathe.
I got to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
there you go.
It occasionally. Like, it's a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there.
And you can, and the more you do it, the better it is for you. It'll bring you more and more good, the breathing. So, okay, now you go breathe. Okay, girl, I'm so glad you called.
Thank you.
Love and blessings to you.
Thanks
love
so
blessings.
Much
I'm
for
waiting.
Calling, Monica.
Is there an app
yes,
that's going to come out soon that says breathe during the course of an interview so I can just have it flash on my screen?
You know what?
That'd
there,
be nice.
Yeah, there are mindfulness apps out there. And
yes, there are.
I can't remember. There was one I had that it would... Every, like, 20 minutes or so, it would send me a little notification to remind me to breathe. I mean, literally,
yeah.
It was a
we'll
free
find
app.
That. Find that. There are also some wonderful apps with wonderful guided meditations for deep breathing, for relaxation, for sleep. There's lots of really good ones out there. Just do some searches on either, you know, well, whatever you,
the
if
app
you have
store.
An Android or you have it.
Yeah,
yeah, the Apple
Store.
Whatever
Play.
Your app store is. Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very good information. Certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for this evening.
Well, thank
you. You're
so
welcome.
Much
bless
calling.
You.
Bless
you,
sweetheart. You have a beautiful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. What a fun person. She's a hoot.
Oh, I know. Her energy is just infectious. You know.
It is. It is. I'm just all smiley and giggly right now.
Yeah.
Before we go here in a few minutes, I want to ask you, you talked a little bit about when you were talking to Monica about how mm-hmm. your guides have assured you, this year's going to be your fulfillment on personal level for so many people who've gone through so much in 2015, which was the year of insanity. It's like I like to refer to
it
the year
nuts.
Of insanity.
Yes.
But,
it was absolutely nuts.
Tell me a little bit more about... kind of what your guides have told you we can expect in 2016.
Yes. They have told me that in this year there will be no uncertain terms, that we will be discovering who we are, who we really are, and that they have promised us that many of the things we've been working toward will be fulfilled. So this last year was just, it was horrendous. It was terrible. But this year has just, it's wide open, and astrologically speaking as well, it's time for people to start putting their blocks in place. We've gathered all of our pieces, and now it's time to be putting them in place. And then in other terms, were you asking like maybe for predictions for the year?
Oh, well, whatever your guides would like for us to know.
Okay. Well, I feel that this year that disclosure is going to be much more imminent. It's going to be much closer. And I'm feeling that toward the end of the summer, that there's going to be a major sighting that we cannot deny.
Wonderful.
And as you know, tempers are getting really high in terms of world politics and rhetoric. I don't see that easing up anytime soon. But for, again, going back to personal level for individuals, I keep seeing families. This past year I had many families who came to me and are playing over the same patterns generation after generation of family members either shutting others out or falling into the same bad habits, alcoholism, drug abuse, et cetera, that had gone back many generations. But then the higher self of the clients I'm seeing have said that they came here in this particular lifetime to put a stop to the whole chain. They've come to heal retroactively their lineage. And that's very exciting. And I see so many healings in families coming about this year, and it's truly a blessing. Because the nature of time is this, it's borrowed a phrase from Doctor Who, is this wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Yes.
Love
me some Doctor Who.
Oh Lord. And it's not the timeline that we're taught in grade school. It's not a straight line at all. It's just wibbly wobbly, and wherever we turn our attention, that's the timeline that we're looking at. And so I've seen the craziest things, honestly, these timelines that are overlapping and concurrent, but then when this energy pattern is healed in one little nuclear family in one timeline, it's like a domino effect that goes all the way back. And this is what I'm seeing. I've been seeing a lot of that this year, people's souls coming forward to say, the buck stops here, and the buck stops with me. I've come to do this. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Let's see. Can think what else my guys have been telling me. Is that you cannot imagine the love that they have for us. And this is something I believe Christy Stuckey had mentioned in your predictions panel. The way that the angelic realm just absolutely cherishes us. I was fortunate to lead a meditation September 5th at Unity Temple, and it was a pretty big meditation. And so I channeled my guides, my main guides, the Angels of Peace. They call themselves. It's a group of three angelic presences. And they channeled this beautiful meditation that just talked about how they were blessing each. They were saying, your hands, look at your hands, the hands that do our work, the hands that heal the world, and we bless those. And your heads, the heads that contain the wisdom of the ages, we bless you. And your back that carries the weight of so much and the weight of your children, and we bless that. And I saw the whole temple just full of angels. I'm going to start crying now because it was just so loving and so amazing. We've been talking about it for a long time, how the world is going through these shifts, and we're starting to see the results of it. It doesn't necessarily seem like it when we hear the Donald Trumps of the world doing the things that they're saying, but know that it is happening. People are starting to feel more and more connected all the time and reaching out and knowing that there's, like Monica, are just starting to dip their toe in and knowing that there's more. And, you know, if I only could find out what this is, I think everything would be all right. You know, people are starting to realize there's more, and it will help my life.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to go to Mike here in just a minute. So
okay.
Let us know before we do how we can contact you. If people are looking into your classes or would like your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, I have a Facebook page, and it is called Angels Guidance, and I have all of my events listed there. My phone number is 816-808-7227, and my email address is angelsguidance11@gmail.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. So everybody out there, now you know who to contact. You're looking for a little angel guidance and how to contact your own guides. Lots of great stuff coming up soon. We'll be right back with you in just a minute for a few parting words, but let's go to Mike really quick so he can let us know what's coming up in the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City. Take it away, Mikey.
All right. Coming up next month, February 20th, we have a program with Julie Bowen on essential oils. Then March 19th, we have Dear Heart Energy coming in for the Makalu Sui Reiki Crystal Awakening. April 16th, we have Stephen Summers doing past life regression. That'll be both a talk and an actual session. May 21st, our guest will be Susan McKenzie. We're still discussing what topic she's going to be doing. And then June 11th, we'll have Matthew Gaines with Alternative Pathways.
Wonderful. We have a lot of great stuff coming up right here next week on Radio PRS. As I said earlier, we're going to have Rebecca Perdue and Eric Banks, and we're also going to have Vince Sanders, and they're going to be talking to us about CBD oil, which we brought up recently, just a little few minutes ago here on the show. It's a wonderful, wonderful, I mean, oh my gosh, amazing healing oil. And it's just recently available and legal in all 50 states. So I am excited that we're going to be talking about that next week. Well, thank you so much, Christy. It's been wonderful having you here again. Do you have any last comments for us this evening?
I just want to thank you so much, Nikki. You're a delightful host, and I always have such a good time talking to you. And I just
want to thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Christy. You are always a wonderful guest. I love having you on the show. And this has been so much fun. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to Mike for being my wonderful co-host, as always. Thank you to the Psychical Research Society of Kansas City, who brings us this wonderful show every week. Remember that you can listen to any of our episodes at any time, because we archive them at blogtalkradio.com/PRSKCRadio. Thank you, and have a beautiful evening. Cue the music, Mikey.